The time is 2:06, currently mostly cloudy skies, temperature of 46 degrees in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, coming up on the program today at 3:30, we will be joined by Jim Boucher. He is the president of the Wausau School Board. If you recall, last week I made a mistake. I got together with Mr. Boucher. We'd set up a time to have him come on the program, but I wrote down the wrong date on my calendar. So the day that it was, I think it was last Wednesday, he was waiting for my call and it never came because I thought it was on Thursday. So we were able to square things away, and Jim Boucher will be with me coming up today at 3:30 to talk about some of the issues and the some of the activities going on with the Wausau School Board. And we'll talk to the president himself, Jim Boucher, at 3:30 this afternoon. And also coming up in just a few minutes, yesterday, I did a lot of talking about the candidate forum that occurred at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau campus on Monday. And during the course of my recap yesterday, I said, boy, I wish I had some sound, because in terms of me giving you the gist of what happened is not quite the same as actually hearing the words of the candidates. And yesterday, when Bob Look came in, and he was part of that event on Monday, and he said, I heard you talking about it, and it is up on YouTube. And yep, UWSP at Wausau put it up on YouTube, so I was able to cut up, get you some comments, and we're going to look at today what was said from the 7th Congressional District candidates, Dick Ostman, the Democrat, Tom Tiffany, the Republican. And also we're going to take a look at what was said by the 29th State Senate candidates, Bob Look, the Democrat, and Corey Tomchek, the Republican. And yesterday I said it, I was depressed on Monday. I was Monday night after that event, after hearing what Corey Tomchek had to say in terms of what I think of in terms of government and the whole system that we have here in the United States of America. Well, we are now going to hear the voice of Corey Tomchek today. I'm going to hear what he had to say, what got me a little down on Monday, and hear from him, Bob Look, Tom Tiffany, and Dick Ostman. And either tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to try to get some sound from the 85th Assembly candidates, the incumbent Pat Snyder, and also Kristen Conway, the Democratic challenger. But today we're going to focus on the 7th Congressional District and the 29th State Senate District and hear some of the sound bites from Monday night's event over at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau. Also, don't forget, coming up later on this evening, Wednesday is always a very busy day for me because once I'm done here, we'll be off for a couple of hours from 4 till 6 when the Devil's Advocates are on the radio here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Then I will be back along with Paul Novinsky, the former Mosinee head football coach and Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Hall of Famer, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight for the big high school sports show. Yep, we are in the midst of the playoffs, and we will talk about what happened in the first week of the playoffs last week. Look ahead to Friday night's Level 2 playoff matchups, plus special guests. At 6:40 this evening, we'll be joined by Jim Hagan, the head football coach of the Colby Hornets, defending state champs, and they're having another fantastic season this year, but they have a tough road game coming up on Friday. So Jim Hagan, the Colby head coach, at 6:40, and then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest for this week, and from the Wausau West Warriors, their leading tackler, All Valley Football Association first-team linebacker, Caleb Tooley. Caleb Tooley having himself a terrific campaign, and he will be our guest, our student-athlete guest at 7:06 tonight on the big high school sports show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. before we get off to the politics, it is very exciting. And I said it last week. If you haven't had a chance to get out and see high school sports, so often if you, let's give an example. Say tonight you watch the 6 o'clock news or the 9 o'clock news or the 10 o'clock news, and they get to the, quote, local sports. How often is it basically one of the sportscasters standing in an empty Lambeau Field talking about the Packers? Information you get in so many different areas. We need more local high school sports coverage. We need more local high school sports support. And again, I'm very proud to be broadcasting here in Wausau on the only Wausau radio station that does play-by-play of local high school sports. We do Wausau West games, we do Newman Catholic games, and we do marathon games. We're getting set for a very busy winter with high school basketball, boys and girls, high school hockey, boys and girls, and featuring Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon. But if you have an opportunity, go out there and support the local high school athletes. Support the local high schools. And it's such a great deal as well. But also, it would be great to see a little bit more high school sports coverage as opposed to just Friday night at 10:15 during the week as well, instead of focusing every single night on the Packers and the Badgers, every single night having those guys travel over there when they could be traveling here in town, going to a practice and talking to local high school athletes and bringing some of the local flavor to their viewers. But again, that's what we try to do on Wednesdays, 2 hours of local high school sports talk, and hope you can join me and Paul Novinsky tonight from 6 till 8 for the big high school sports show. Coming up, we're going to turn to politics. Look at the event at UWSP at Wausau coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town. In a West End town.
Okay, I'm home show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. 2:15 here on this hump day Wednesday. Yep, we have made it to the midway point of the work week, heading downhill towards the weekend. And again, one of the big events earlier this week on Monday evening over at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Wausau campus, there was a candidate forum featuring candidates from four different races. Senator Ron Johnson was there. He was the only U.S. Senate candidate, as Mandela Barnes had already committed to an event in Oshkosh for that evening. And then we had both major candidates in three other races. In the 85th Assembly District, it was Kristen Conway, the Democratic challenger, taking on the Republican incumbent, Pat Snyder. Also, the 7th Congressional District, Dick Ostman, who is the Democratic challenger, and the Republican incumbent, Tom Tiffany. And in the 29th State Senate District, Democratic nominee Bob Look against the Republican nominee Corey Tomchek. It was not a debate. These was not an event where both the candidates were on the stage at the same time. It was basically one at a time. It started with Ron Johnson. He was on stage for about 15 minutes or so. Then there was the 7th District candidates, Dick Ostman and Tom Tiffany, then Bob Look and Corey Tomchek, and then finally it was Kristen Conway and Pat Snyder with the Assembly candidates. And I talked quite a bit about what I heard and saw on Monday yesterday on the program, but did not have the actual audio until today. Yep, thanks to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau, they did post the audio, and be able to, and I would encourage you, I mean, we're going to play some clips here from the event both today and also later in the week. But if you have a chance, go to YouTube, the Wausau Chamber of Commerce Candidate Forum, look it up, UW-Stevens Point at Wausau, look it up, watch the entire event, listen to what these candidates say. Don't just judge it on what party they're from, what you've heard before, even what you hear today. Go and listen to the entirety of the event. And I was glad to see it in person, and I think you'll be able to get a good sense of it. It was well done, well produced in terms of the video. So, again, I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity, a couple of hours to spend and listen to all those candidates that were in Wausau on Monday. Let's start off by talking a little bit about the 29th State Senate, because I said quite a bit yesterday, and I stand by what I said. I was depressed. I mean, honestly, I was depressed after hearing Corey Tomchek. Corey Tomchek is the Republican. This is an open seat. State Senator Jerry Petruski is retiring after this term, and it's Bob Look against Corey Tomchek. And I said to Bob Look, who was in studio yesterday, I don't know if I've ever seen an event where the two candidates for an office were further apart in what they said. I mean, it was truly one edge of the spectrum to the other in terms of the tone, the attitude, and the actual words that came out of the mouths of these two candidates. Let's start off because first up on stage was Bob Look, and we've heard from Bob a couple of times here on the program, and he has been consistent in his message. Bob Look, Democrat, again, came in pretty late in the event, and he has been trying to reach out. He is a guy that's tried to reach out to everybody in the 29th State Senate District, Republicans and Democrats, knowing that this is a district, part of the gerrymander, that is plus 21, according to the stats that I saw, plus 21% edge to Republicans. So, I mean, Bob Look cannot win with just Democrats. He has to reach out independents and what we'd call common sense conservatives, common sense Republicans. And I say that because Bob Look has talked about common sense. And for him to win, he has what he needs to have, what he calls a common sense majority. And again, he came out with a very level-headed and a very welcoming message to the crowd at UWSP in Wausau. Here's a Look on Monday talking again about the common sense majority that he's trying to build.
I believe this is an opportunity for us to finally let the common sense majority take over again. That's what I want to bring to the job as a state senator for District 29. I am a great and good friend to the current state senator, who is a Republican. But Senator Jerry Petruski and I, we met on the night he became an assemblyman-elect in 1998. I was the first person to interview him as the assemblyman-elect back in that election. And we've been friends ever since. Now, he's Republican. I'm a Democrat. We don't agree with everything. But I believe we can disagree and not be disagreeable. That is the main problem that I see right now with whether it's in Madison, whether it's in Washington, D.C. The point is, pointing your finger and saying, I'm right, you're wrong, is getting us nowhere. And one thing that I have learned over my years of broadcasting and dealing with a lot of people from different backgrounds and different persuasions is that you're going to learn a lot more by listening than you are by talking. And I have said this from the start of this campaign, I do not view my opponent as the enemy, and I never will. We're all trying to do the best we can.
Bob Look also talked about corporate greed, and I think that's something that sometimes the Democrats do not seem very comfortable talking about. When you look at inflation, when you look at gas prices especially, the price of oil per barrel is roughly the same, maybe even a little bit lower than it was a year or two ago. And yet at the same time, the price of gas has gone up more than $1 a gallon during that time frame. Why is that? Why is the barrel of oil the same or even a little bit lower, and gas prices are more than $1 higher than they were? And corporate greed could be one of the factors. And we don't hear a lot about that, except for some, I think, on the far left of the Democratic Party. Here's what Bob Look said. You know, he needs to call out corporate greed when it's out there because it affects everybody's lives and everybody's bottom line.
Right now, a lot of people talking about inflation. But of course, this is inflation that is worldwide. It's not something that is totally exclusive to Wisconsin or totally exclusive to the United States. It's worldwide. My interpretation of inflation is a little bit different than most people, and that is it's pretty much a corporate greed grab. When you take a look at the oil companies and you look at the price of crude oil compared to before the inflation numbers went up, and when they get up, the cost per barrel is the same, if not less. But the companies just wrote in the last quarter like over $61 billion worth of profits, record numbers for them. And it just kind of goes past everybody like, oh, well, I guess they got lucky. No, they didn't get lucky. They took advantage of something. They took advantage of you, the consumer. And that just carries its way down the process. Transportation, to get items from point A to point B. You can't get that done at the prices that you had before because of the cost of fuel. It all piles on to one another. It's like dominoes. Hit one, off you go. Until we start calling these organizations and businesses and individuals on the carpet this way, this is going to continue.
One of the major differences between the two candidates in the 29th state Senate race is their willingness to reach across and try to work with people that may have different opinions when it comes to issues. And we're going to hear Corey Tomczyk's responses in just a few minutes. But Bob Look said one of the things that has to happen for our government to work the way it should work is to come together.
I go around talking to people in my district. I introduce myself, and the first thing they'll say, oh, you're a Democrat. I says, yeah. And then we start talking about grandchildren, start talking about walleye fishing. We start talking about the Packers. We start talking about, and about 20 minutes goes by. I says, you realize we've been talking for 20 minutes. We all have a lot of stuff in common. But because you're a Republican, I'm a Democrat, does that mean that we have to point fingers? Saying I'm right, you're wrong. Common sense, folks. I really believe in it. I think it's very important that we just lower the temperatures and let's talk to one another. Let's come to solutions together. I know that I've heard some politicians say, well, if a member of the opposite party proposes a bill, I'm going to vote it down immediately. They haven't even looked at it, haven't read it, haven't considered it. Haven't debated it, and you're just going to vote it down just because it's an opposite party. That's no way for democracy, my friends. We can do better than that, and I believe we can.
And another major difference between the candidates. One is going to serve the people that vote for him and agree with him. We'll hear those comments in a few minutes. And Bob Look says, serve everybody in the 29th district.
I want to be accessible to everyone, whether you supported me or whether you did not support me. It makes no difference to me. If I'm elected to the state Senate representing District 29, that means I represent the district, not my supporters, not my donors. And I'm in this as myself, talking to the people of the Senate District 29. I want to hear from you because, first of all, there may be an item that's up for debate, say in the state Senate. Some bill comes across. Now, maybe I started off, I took this side of the story, and this is part of the argument. And I'm pretty much on that side. Okay, now someone on the other side, we sit down, and they start telling me why they do not favor this bill. And they give me good reasons to consider this. My eyes, my experiences are not deep enough to know everything. And once you drop that wall and admit that there's other people out there who know more things or maybe have a different perspective, listen to them, evaluate it, and let's see if we can figure out a way to make this all work for both of us.
So those are a few of the comments that Bob Look made on Monday night. And I want you to remember the tone and the substance of what Bob Look was talking about when he was on stage at UWSP at the Wausau on Monday night. Because coming up after we have a news break here at the bottom of the hour, we are going to hear the comments of his challenger, or the opponent, in the 29th state Senate race, the Republican nominee, Corey Tomchek. Interesting, to say the least. I think it's very important for voters in the 29th to hear the comments of Bob Look, as we've heard on this program, and also hear the comments of Corey Tomchek. So, again, I encourage you to remember what you just heard, because you're going to hear something very, very different when we come back. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXBO. The time is 2:34, 46 degrees in Wausau, with you until 4 o'clock today. Again, we are talking a bit more about the candidate forum that was held at UWSP at Wausau on Monday, and I talk about this because I think it's so important to try to get as much information out there as possible about these candidates, to be able to not just go into the voting booth without that baseline of information, because it's so vitally important. I think even more important with some of the questions about democracy and who supports it, who doesn't, in Wisconsin, in the United States. And again, I think it's vital. We heard from the 29th State Senate candidate, Bob Look, what he had said, his tone, the information he put out during his time on stage on Monday. He was out there first. Then he wrapped up. Coming after him was the Republican nominee for the 29th State Senate District, Corey Tomchek, owner of Iroh, and very, very much a Trumper. I bet you he welcomes that. He welcomes being known that way, because if there is anybody that I have seen, not only in Wisconsin, but even around the country, that personifies the whole Donald Trump revolution in terms of the way that you carry yourself as a political candidate and maybe as a political figure, Corey Tomchek was very Trumpian, to say the least, on Monday night. And I think that's one reason that I was less than thrilled and less than happy as I drove home on Monday, and depressed, in fact, because as somebody who's followed politics for many years, somebody that very much thinks that it's very important to have good public servants, good people serving the people of their districts, and people that are willing to listen, people that are willing to talk, willing to try to reach across partisan divides. None of that personifies Corey Tomchek. None of it. And I talked about this yesterday, and I said, boy, I wish I had sound. I wish you could hear him. I got sound. It's time to hear from Corey Tomchek. As I was sitting about seven rows deep at the theater at UWSP at Wausau. Well, he started off calmly. And I say this because he started calmly. He started off talking about being an election denier. He was asked, and all the candidates were asked the same questions. Hey, we're only about 2 weeks away from Election Day. What are the issues that you're hearing about when you go around talking to voters? Well, here's what Corey Tomchek is hearing about talking to voters. He must be talking to voters that are different than maybe what you and I are thinking about, because here's what Corey Tomchek says he's been hearing about in as some of the big issues here in the 2022 election.
Two things. The election process itself, people are still talking about that. I'm worried that we're becoming Putin's Russia or Chavez's Venezuela. It boggles my mind to think how we've treated the election process and our ballots, which are sacred and important in the life of America. I don't see any reason why we can't have same-day voting, paper ballots, and hand counts.
Putin's Russia, Chavez's Venezuela. Early on in this program, I actually pulled up Corey Tomchek's campaign website and read you exactly what he has on it. And he is so far down that rabbit hole of the Trumpist election deniers. And what that tells me is if he's answering that question truthfully, that what are the people that you're talking to in this campaign bring it up as the most important issues, and the first thing out of your mouth is election integrity, it says to me that he is not knocking on doors of Democrats in the 29th district, that the only people he's talking to are his buddies whining about Donald Trump losing in 2020. Putin's Russia. Putin's a pretty popular figure in his political bubble. Republicans really enjoy Vladimir Putin. They would love to have him as president of the United States. So I'm not so sure why Corey Tomchek is saying that as some sort of slur towards the election process here in the United States. Well, that's number one. As if you remember when I played that clip, he said two things. That was number one. What was number two on the hit parade for Corey Tomchek in terms of what people are talking about when he goes campaigning?
The other issue is the integrity of our justice systems, or as I see today, the lack of integrity in our justice systems. If we're going to ignore what went on in the summer of 2020, the burning of businesses, the attack on the police, they tried to burn down a courthouse, for God's sake. If we excuse that, while at the same time sending SWAT teams to people's homes who are simply in Washington, D.C. to support their candidate, well, then we're vastly losing, quickly losing, the equal application of equity under the law, equality under the law.
When he talks about the equal equity under law, what he just said, and the fact that the people that broke the law during the summer of 2020 protesting were charged. They were beaten by police. And then he goes, so basically, throw all those people in jail, Corey Tomchek says. But the people that broke into the United States Capitol, used weapons against police in the U.S. Capitol, they're just there to support their political candidate. Corey Tomchek's version of what is equal under law is two rules for people like him, and people that look different than him and believe differently than him. That was 37 seconds of the most unbelievably stupid comments I probably heard in a long time. But that was still early on in Corey Tomchek's presentation. It was quite a 15 minutes, I must say, with Mr. Tomchek. Let's continue, because he's just starting to get warmed up. Actually, those two comments were the calm before the storm when it came to Corey Tomchek. Because then he started to get rolling. You know, Democrats hate police, according to Corey Tomchek. They hate police. Here's what Mr. Tomchek had to say.
If we don't address these two issues immediately, then worrying about taxes and where our workforce is going to come from is frivolous. Having said that, public security, or public safety, economic security, education, and the radical politics that come out of the governor's office and come out of the mayor's office All these things are upsetting to the average person in our area. All of these issues are being inflated, skewered, and just plain manipulated by the Democrat Party. From the president's ridiculous shutdown of the oil pipeline on his first day in office, and from Governor Evers' ridiculous and illegal shutdown of our state, Democrat leadership has purposely attacked our economic freedom and has done nothing to protect and support the average American. The liberal left demonizes the police, and yet again another example of their attack on safety and prosperity. It seems like every 6 months we hear about a pair of police officers being ambushed or really being executed in cold blood in their police car. They're just trying to do their jobs. Yet the Democrats want to tell people that they're the enemy.
All right, let's break down 71 seconds of Corey Tomchek right there. He twice said during that statement, average citizen and average American. When Corey Tomchek, and he said that a number of times during the course of his time on stage, when he talks about the average citizen or the average voter or the average American in the 29th State Senate District, he's talking about conservative white people. That's what he's talking about. Far-right conservatives. That's what he considers the average, the normal American, the normal citizen. I hate to break it to Mr. Tomchek, but that's not true. Corey Tomchek is not the average citizen of this country. He is far on the fringe of this country. You heard him mention the mayor of Wausau. You'll be hearing comments about that again coming up. Well, let's hear again from Corey Tomchek. You could hear him starting to pick it up a little bit. You know, his first two statements were nuts, but didn't have the full hatred behind him quite yet. He started working on it there. He started, picking up that heat. Up next, Corey Tomchek is going to call people that disagree with him treasonous. Treason. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, and I'll continue.
Democrats' behavior in this issue is nothing short of treason. Democrats do not want law and order and safety. Democrats want chaos. Democrats want confusion. Democrats want instability. They want this so they can try to conceive the sheeple that they have the only solution and they can fix the problem. It's bullshit.
Well, number one, real classy at a public forum, being a big, tough Donald Trump guy using an expletive like that where I have to beep it out because I'm not going to do that on the radio. His language was that way throughout the course of his 15 or so minutes on stage. Real classy, he calls sheeple, people that don't go toe in line with his frickin' conservative garbage from the far, far right. Treason. You know what they do to traitors? They hang them and they kill them. And that's what Corey Tomchek thinks. Treason from a man that's going to be in court against a news source who heard him use a slur towards a 13-year-old boy. What a classy guy this guy is. And it really makes you wonder about the voters, the Republican voters, who had a choice in the primary. They had three choices. Corey Tomchek, Trumper, far right, everything you're hearing right now. Another guy up north who was picked up for drunk driving, so no, he had no chance. And then you had the mayor of Mosinee, Brent Jacobson. You may not agree with Brent Jacobson on all these issues. Certainly I don't. But he's a man that served. He's a man that shows at least class. A man that's shown the ability to get things done in the city of Mosinee. But they go with the bomb thrower, Corey Tomchev, because that's what the far right is these days. I mean, just crazy. Crazy. And I remember what Bob looked... I told you, remember how Bob looked talked? Treating people with respect, reaching across the aisle, and then the listen of this, calling your political opponents treasonous, traitors, claiming they've committed treason. We're not done with Corey Tomchev yet. I still have some more cuts I want you to hear. We have to take a quick two-minute break. We're going to come back and hear more of what Corey Tomchev had to say on Monday night. So stick around. More of the Chad Holmes Show coming up here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, WXCO FM, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. With you until 4 o'clock today, also back from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show. Right now talking Corey Tomchev, the Republican nominee for the State Senate, District number 29. Hearing some of the comments that Corey Tomchev made during a candidate forum Monday night at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau. Good thing we had that break. I was starting to get a little bit annoyed. I think I'm going to get annoyed again, but I still have some stuff I want to play from Corey Tomchev Monday night. I said, you know, he started working himself into a lather. He's not a fan of Governor Evers. We heard him call him Governor Veto before. And Corey Tomchev has some thoughts on education as well. He's a big guy in terms of vouchers and private schools. He is not a fan of Tony Evers. Here's what he talked about when it came to education.
Education in Wisconsin is further an embarrassment. One would think that with a governor that was once the state superintendent of schools, we'd have an excellent education system. But we don't. We don't because Tony Evers was a failed superintendent and is a failure as a governor as well. It is no wonder that things are a mess with Governor Veto at the helm.
Yeah, there's Governor Veto. I bet you Corey Tomchev knows less than nothing when it comes to education in this state. He's a Mr. Trump Republican talking point machine. And really good about the personal insults. You know, if you're looking for a Trump wannabe, he's the guy, Mr. Personal Insults. And one person that was in the line of fire in terms of his insults on Monday is the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. Here's what Tomchev, and I had no idea that the mayor of Wausau had become a major factor in that candidate forum on Monday, but Tomchev, we heard him mention the Wausau mayor earlier, and he brought up the Wausau mayor again.
Here in Wausau, people wonder why we have such high and rising taxes. Well, maybe if Mayor Katie would spend time paying attention to her responsibilities and not attending socialist, progressive conferences in other countries, maybe she could work on those issues. But she can't be bothered with that.
I'd like to remind everybody to please not engage in any kind of disruption.
David, why don't we have him leave? Why don't we have him leave?
He just left.
Good. People are fed up. People are pissed.
Yeah, Mr. Language again. Number one, but you may not have heard it, there's a man in the back of the room yelled, "You're a moron." And then in true Trump style, "Get him out of here! Corey Tomchev can't have that guy in there." Showed no respect to the mayor of Wausau, none at all. This guy shows no respect to anybody. This is the guy that the far right wants to send to Madison. Yeah, he's going to get a lot done down there. Lots done. Should he win? But again, just a pathetic, pathetic performance. But we're not done yet. Who will Corey Tomchek serve if he's elected to the state senate? We heard earlier in the program when Bob Look was asked the same question. He is going to serve everyone. He's going to listen to opposing viewpoints. And if the opposing viewpoints are something that he says, hey, that person is right, he'll change his mind. Corey Tomchek, meantime, better vote for him and you better get on your knees and show him how much you enjoy him, because that's the only way he's going to do anything for you if you're in the 29th district.
And let me be frank. I will be representing the people that voted for me first. If elected, it will be because I share their values. It'll be my job to convince those that don't agree with me that tax less, spend less, and regulate less benefits everyone, for it serves the common good, not the specific good of those who yell out in crowds, those with activist bullhorns or steaming political connections. My fellow senators will know that the senator from the 29th values the people of the 29th, their cities, towns, and villages. My fellow senators will know that the people of Exland or Gilman or Auburndale or the hundreds of small towns that many of you in this room don't even know, they'll know that I value what their needs are, and I think that their needs are just as great as those in Madison and Milwaukee or Green Bay. I will be a strong presence, a strong advocate, and a strong voice for every corner of the 29th.
Tomchek thinks that all these people in those small towns think exactly the same way he does. And you know what he's you know exactly what he means when he says that stuff. You know exactly what he means. Exactly. And then finally, the final question presented to each of the candidates is, how are you going to bring people together? How are you going to get things done? Start to reach across the aisle. Format some bipartisanship. Boy, Tory Tomchek didn't want to hear about that.
It's a good laugh, David. And it's a loaded question. I am for smaller government. Secondly, productivity is a business term, and the government produces nothing. So, if by productivity you mean worthless virtue signaling legislation like a community for all, a truly divisive piece of legislation, then no, I don't want to overcome partisanship. There is no reason to. We are fighting for the soul of Wisconsin and the U.S. I will not work with anyone who thinks there are different genders other than male or female. If you think that those ideas are acceptable, then I and the vast majority of the 29th Senate District think you should take a long walk off a short bridge. Productivity will return to the state capitol when Democrats quit fighting about election integrity issues. Do you think it's productive to veto a bill that simply removes people who have died from the voter rolls? Productivity will return to the state capitol when Democrats quit pissing away tax dollars. Let's lower taxes before we spend excess tax dollars. Productivity will return to the state capitol when Democrats quit coming up with ways to limit our freedom. And productivity will return to the state capitol when Democrats are turned out by voters in a couple of weeks.
What an idiot. Again, that guy made me sick on Monday night. Made me sick. And I don't care who hears that. You have a choice between a man who is going to try to serve the people, all the people of this district, and this guy who's going to serve the far right and is going to throw personal insults at anybody who doesn't feel the same way as he does. This is a true test right now for the 29th district. Is that guy the best you can do? We're going to see. Got to take a break. Take a deep breath. Take a look at news from CBS and then back for another hour here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.